Well, in a good position, as in, you know, we're almost guaranteed of the playoff spot. That type of way, it's a good position. But in the one-off game, which is tomorrow night against Waterford, they've hit a great run of form in the last couple of weeks. They've beaten Pats, Sligo and Cork, two of them away from home. They've only conceded one goal in that run, and I've said it before, they've proper players that probably underachieve in the middle of the season, but they're reaching their potential at the moment, and it'll be obviously a very difficult task for us tomorrow night, and we've got to approach it to try and get something out of it, albeit keeping an eye on the playoff as well the following week.
Yeah, and I know Harps did beat Waterford in Balbuffet earlier in the season, but Waterford showed that night that they have real quality on their side.
They have, yeah, and they've actually added to it, to put it that way to you. They're capable of beating anyone on their day, don't mind from Harps, to put it that way to you. And they've hit a run of form in the last month, to their credit. They've always had good players. I remember, the, you know, when they were getting dragged into the relegation zone, I remember saying it to you that they've too much quality to be anywhere next to near it, and that's the way it's transpired, to put it that way to you. They'll be a handful. You know, we're hoping we can be a handful for them in other ways, the fact that we're at home. But look, we've got to approach it to try and get something out of the game, and as I said to you a while ago, also keeping an eye on the playoffs, which, you know, you talk about taking one game at a time, and yes, but we've got to keep an eye on the playoff. You know, be it Drogheda or Cavan TV, or else we'll go down.
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, the Drogheda Cavan TV game clashes with Harps and Waterford on Friday night. But I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on how that game goes too.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we'll have one of the lads, one of our management team will go to Cavan TV tomorrow night, as will be the case for the second leg in Drogheda tomorrow week. We've got to do that. We've got to do our homework right. Normally you get to it yourselves as regards if the game is, you know, a different night of the week, be it a Saturday. But we have to keep that in mind and prepare for that, because, you know, the Monday and Friday of the week of the playoffs is our biggest game in a year, certainly, if not longer, Jeremy.
Yeah. So with that in mind, Ollie, I'm sure you're going to have to juggle things in terms of the games against Waterford and then Derry next week.
Yeah, we will, yeah. Anyone, you know, obviously we need to get people ready and fully fit for the playoffs, and it may mean that we don't risk people tomorrow night or in Derry, but so be it. But we've a decent panel as regards, I said it before, there's very little between the top player, whoever that may be, to the 18th player on a panel. And it'll probably give people game time, that lads that may not have got as much game time recently. But that won't weaken us in any manner, because, as I said, there's not much of the gap, if any, between top and bottom of the quality of players we have.
Yeah, and when you go back 12 months ago, Ollie, you were in the position that Drogheda and Cavan TV are now looking to get into a playoff final against the team that would finish second from bottom in the Premier Division. So you know exactly where they're at, and you know the task that faces Harps.
Yeah, but this is a different, completely different medium in trying to win a playoff. I mean, we went into it, the two times we went into it in the last, whatever, 4 years, hugely confident with more wins than losses. We're now going into it with more losses than wins, obviously. You know, the record there, the Premier Division side has got relegated in the last 6 years, you know, in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The First Division side has come up, including ourselves twice. And, you know, that's there for a reason. It's not just, you know, obviously confidence is a huge thing. And we need to go and prepare for it and maybe get something out of tomorrow night to take into the playoffs to build on a bit of confidence. We did quite well in Tala, albeit we lost 1-0. While we didn't have much of the ball, I think we showed that maybe we could reduce the gap between ourselves and the top of the table. But we need to do that and more tomorrow night, and in particular for the playoffs on the Monday and Friday.
And were you surprised that Cavan TV came through their no. tie with Longford?
No, not at all, no. No, Cavan TV has serious talent. Probably Kieran Marty Waters is the best player in the First Division and would be one of the best players in the Premier Division had he stayed in that division. There's very little between any of the three. You mentioned Longford, Drogheda, Cavan TV. No, neither. Cavan TV, it wouldn't surprise me if they came through it. Drogheda, there's very little between us and Drogheda last year in the First Division, as there was between us and Cavan TV. And Cavan TV have improved as well. They'll be a handful for Drogheda, you know, and It's I'd say it's very, very difficult to call, and either one will be very confident going into playoffs of turning us over, and we need to get ourselves right to try and make a game of that.
Yeah, and you've said all along this season, Ollie, at various times you said if Harps were to finish outside that bottom position in the Premier Division, it would be a massive achievement for the club. So you have achieved that.
We've achieved that, yeah. You know, we'd have taken this position at the start of the season without a doubt, but it counts nothing, Dermot, unless you can get through a playoff. And playing well, either against Drogheda or Cavan TV, this will go to the wire. You know, it may go to penalties if we play well. If we don't play well, it won't get that far. That's how tight it'll be if we're right, and we have to get ourselves right to give ourselves that chance. But it's only a chance, Sherman. There's no point in pretending it's anything different. It's a completely different medium and challenge for us going into the playoffs through this route, as opposed to full of confidence going into it through the first division. We didn't lose last year. This time last year, we hadn't lost in 14 or 15 games, bare the cup game up in Dundalk. And we were full of confidence going to play Limerick, and we're now in Limerick's position, and we need to mentally and physically prepare for that playoff to get ourselves right, to give us a chance. But all it is a chance, Dermot. But we've got water for tomorrow, and we'll concentrate for the next 24 hours on that to try and get something out of that, which itself would be an achievement, to try and, you know, give us a little bit of a kick towards the playoffs.